I truly believe that God brings us together for times like these to change us. I don't know if you came expecting God to change you. Are we believing for life-changing works of the Holy Spirit within? From personal experience, I can truly say God has changed me here at this place, at Pilgrim Camp. Life-changing encounters with God. So we ought to expect that for one another. Let's be in faith that in these days God is working in us and making changes for time and eternity. That we won't be the same. This thought of living in God's presence, in the secret of His presence, how my soul delights to hide. We sang many songs about the Lord hiding us this morning, hiding in Thee, and He hideth my soul. And yes, wonderful expressions of faith and desire. And God wants us to experience those things in a very real way. It has to be more than songs that we sing, sentiments that we express. It has to be the outliving of these truths day by day. In the secret of His presence, we enjoy His presence here and we seek to enter in, but He'd like to set us in, shut in with God in the secret place. But then He'd like us to learn to walk in His presence and to abide in His presence all day long. In the busyness of our lives, God is able to hide us and cause us to feel Him and experience His presence every moment of every day. And I think that's what God is desiring to do for us. More perfectly, I trust we've experienced that in a measure. But, O God, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because He hath set His love upon me. I think the two go together. If you love someone, you desire to be in their presence. Lord Jesus, kindle that flame of love and zeal within my heart, just for Yourself. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. If you open your Bibles, we'll just take a look together at Psalm 46. A familiar psalm to us, I'm sure. I do want to say I appreciate the testimonies. I appreciate your freedom to speak and to help us as God leads you. So please, let's continue to be open to the Lord's leading in these meetings. These are His meetings, and we want to give Him His rightful place and allow Him to work. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Now, I read one of the Psalms in church recently, and after we came to a Selah, I stopped. And so one of the ladies said, "Why'd you stop?" I said, "Because that means stop." Stop and think about what you just read. So what did we just read? The psalmist puts a stop there. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Brother Wade, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is our refuge and strength. Though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Now that's a very vivid picture. I mean, can you just imagine that? The mountains on that side of the lake over there in the midst of Brant Lake. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's a major, major change. And sometimes things come in life that are just beyond our comprehending. How could that be? How could that take place? But God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Just reminded of that story in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee and the storm came upon them. And the waves and the wind. And they tried their best to keep that boat afloat. And where was Jesus? He was sleeping in the back of the boat. And finally they realized, we have Jesus with us. Jesus is here. In the midst of this storm, in the midst of the troubled sea, Jesus is here. Jesus, don't you care that we perish? Help us. Oh, ye of little faith. And he calms the sea. The wind ceases. Peace, be still. I believe God is wanting to speak peace into our hearts in these days. Again, I don't know. I don't know what goes on inside each of us. I know what I'm experiencing. I know where the tempest maybe is raging in life. But God knows each one of us, and I believe he's wanting to set us more perfectly into that peace of God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and minds. Be thankful. Oh God, God, you're with us. God, you're in us. A refuge, a strength, an ever-present help in trouble. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. There is a river. Hallelujah. That river of life that flows from the sanctuary is flowing these days among us. At the beginning of the season, our sister Edith Blumhofer introduced us to a little book entitled, This River Must Flow. This River Must Flow, and it was written by an Assemblies of God minister in 1946. I just realized that that's a significant year for Pilgrim Camp. But anyway, 1946, Brother Evans, it was his name, wrote this article about the river. And it fit in with, she selected it or pointed our attention to it, drew our attention to it, because it fit in with our verse for the season. Out of your inmost being, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. And there's one line, or one sentence in there that I like. It says, we are in the river and the river is in us. We are in the river and the river is in us. Jesus said it, I in you and you in me. The Spirit of God just enveloping us, but also flowing through us and flowing out from us. Hallelujah. This river is flowing. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Have we sensed that God is here? But just as God is here, he'd like to be present, as our brother said, when we go from this place. God wants to be present in our homes. God wants to be present in our churches. God wants to be present as we drive our cars, when we ride the subway. I had to ride the subway in New York, not too often. I'm a little bit spoiled. But the times I have ridden the subway, I commuted into New York City. I remember there were mornings when the cars were so full of people. You ever experienced that, Brother Vim? Often. And yet, you know, if you just close your eyes and shut out everything else, the noise, the pushing, the other things that take place on the subway, you know, you can find God there. Because he's within. Amen. I believe that sometimes he just waits for us. He desires to manifest his presence to us. And he's waiting for us just to look up. Just to look within and say, Jesus, you are there. God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst, and God will help her. She shall not be moved. We tend to be or at least I tend to be someone that likes to fix the problem. You ever find yourself in that place? I can fix this problem. I can figure it out. I know how to do this. I think if we're honest with ourselves, often we approach life that way. Family concerns, things at work, even things in the church. And yet to recognize, just to simply recognize that God is here, that God will help. Oftentimes that's the last place we look. When everything else fails, then we say, oh God, now help me. But to go to God right at the beginning, right away, to commit everything to him, to place everything into his hands. Why? Why? Because it says God will help her. God will help her. God will help me. And so, Lord, I want to take you at your word. So many things in life come and we're somewhat surprised, or we weren't prepared for that, we'll say. We weren't ready for that. But God is never surprised. And so when it says God is in the midst, God is here, and God will help, and just at the right time. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. You know, all around us there's such confusion, there's such discord, there's divisiveness, there's sin. It seems as the heathen rage, those who don't know God, they rage against the righteous and the things that we hold to be true and dear to us. The world is not on our side. We have an enemy that has come to destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And so when everything all around is in chaos and confusion, God just speaks his word. He speaks his word into our hearts. Let's remember that God is in control. Let's keep our eyes upon him. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder, he burneth the chariot in the fire. Seems to make reference here to the different weapons of warfare. He breaks the bow, he cutteth the spear, he burns the chariot in the fire. God would like to bring us into peace, his peace. And all of these things that war against the soul, that seek to destroy, God is able to just put them aside. We want to make these promises personal. God, in my life, dear God, cause the wars to cease. Often there are struggles within. Have you found out that your worst enemy is yourself? God, subdue your enemies. Subdue this man of sin within. Oh God, you must come and cause the war to cease. Lord, we want you to be king in our hearts. We want you to reign in our lives. And then he goes on to give us these wonderful verses. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. Know that I am God. I think one of the things that is so important as we wait upon God is that He brings us to that place of stillness. I don't need to tell God what to do. I don't need to tell Him how to work necessarily. I don't need to tell Him how to fix the problems in my own life or in the world around me. When we're still, when we wait before God, we acknowledge that He is God, that He is King, that He has everything under control. Be still. Know that I am God. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't pray, and we don't bring our prayer requests, and we don't have our supplications, as it were, that we lay before Him. But there are times when we just need to be still and allow God to work. God, we've prayed. God, we've poured out our heart before You. We've brought our request to You, and now we wait. He will be exalted. So I believe God is often waiting for us to be still. Let Him resolve the problem. Let Him work in me first of all. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts. I think that's a picture or a name of God that indicates His strength. Just think, all of heaven's armies are on your side. When the Syrians came and surrounded the city where Elisha was, he prayed for his servant, "Lord, open his eyes to see." And when God opened his eyes, he saw the hosts of heaven surrounding that city. And so when it seems as if the enemy has us surrounded, let's remember, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And if God be for us, if God is for us, who can be against us? We look to Calvary, we look to the cross, and we see that God gave His Son to die for us. How much more will He freely give us all things, all that we need? All I've needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. And so again, let's just be encouraged in these days as we wait upon our God. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know what you want to do in these days. We feel that you are at work already, that you are very present with us. And so, God, you work in us. The changes that you see are necessary. God, if we've lost this light of just walking in your presence and living in your presence, maybe it's grown a little bit dim in our hearts. I pray that you would rekindle that fire in our hearts, a fire of love. Lord Jesus, we want to live in your presence. We want to enjoy fellowship with you. We want to experience you as our refuge and strength, Lord, day by day. Forgive us, Lord, when we try to work things out on our own. Lord, we want to commit everything to you. We want to place ourselves more fully in your hands. Oh God, cause this stream of living water to flow in these days. Oh God, make us glad in your presence. Fill us with great joy as we look to you. Cause our faces to shine. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just all bring our, as it were, our requests and just lay them down at his feet. Lord Jesus, you know all about us. Lord, I just pray for my brother, Wade, the situation he faces. Lord, you are for him. God, you are his help. And God, we believe that you will be glorified in this. That you will resolve it in a way that will bring glory to your name. That you will be exalted among the heathen. Oh God, come. Come. And Lord, in our homes, in our families, in our churches, Lord, we just pray that you would truly be exalted. As we wait, as we are still, you work.